Test 62, Section 3, Question 13. Here, we're looking for what is the flaw in the argument. And it says, many symptoms of mental illness are affected by organic factors such as deficiency in a compound in the brain. So a lot of symptoms of mental illness are affected by organic factors such as compounds. What is surprising, however, is the tremendous variation among different countries in the incidence of these symptoms in people with mental illness. So it's saying, but it's kind of weird because you have a really big difference in the incidence of these symptoms in different countries. This variation establishes that organic factors that affect symptoms of mental illness are not distributed evenly around the globe. So therefore, the organic factors that affect those are not distributed evenly. Now, this is sort of a weird argument. I had a hard time with this one because I didn't feel like the argument made any sense at all. I felt like that I was struggling to see the connection. And so with this one, I really had to go back and say, okay, wait a minute, what are you saying? So you're saying that the variation in the incidence of symptoms proves that the organic factors that affect the symptoms are not evenly distributed, meaning that they are different in the different places. And the evidence for that is simply that there's a lot of variation in the incidence of the symptoms with mental illness. And I sort of went, well, that's kind of assuming that there isn't a variation in the frequency of the diseases and or the frequency of those symptoms due to non-organic factors or something. And so I really just struggled to see why they were saying that therefore it proved that the organic factors were different. I mean, we know that the organic factors do play a role and that there's a lot of variation, but I felt like it was a big stretch. So this was one where I was struggling a little bit. And so I said, well, it seems to ignore a bunch of other things. So A does not say how many different mental illnesses are being discussed. Well, that's true, but that's not a flaw. We don't have to say how many are being discussed because it just talks about, we just have to be discussing these many symptoms and we don't really care how many illnesses were involved. B neglects the possibility that nutritional factors that contribute to deficiencies in compounds in the brain vary from culture to culture. And so with this one, I held on to this one because I went, well, maybe that's, you know, maybe it's ignoring these nutritional factors. And then fails to consider the possibility that cultural factors significantly affect how mental illness manifest themselves in symptoms. I felt like B and C were both pretty good, so I held on to both of those. D presumes without justification that any change in brain chemistry manifests itself as a mental condition. Well, it says presumes, and then it talks about any change. It's just too strong. Presumes, remember, is the same as assumes, makes it an assumption answer, and any is too strong. E presumes without justification that mental phenomena are only manifestations of physical phenomena, and it doesn't assume that. That's too strong again. Now, in looking at the difference between B and C, B says neglects the possibility that nutritional factors that contribute to deficiencies in compounds in the brain vary from culture to culture. The problem with that is that would still be one of those organic factors because it talks about nutritional factors that contribute to deficiencies in compounds may vary. So then we're still saying, but it says organic factors such as a deficiency in a compound. So if there was a deficiency in a compound based on nutrition, that would still be an organic factor. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem that it neglect to consider that possibility because it would have fallen under the umbrella of organic factors in the first place. Whereas C fails to consider the possibility that cultural factors affect how mental illnesses manifest themselves in symptoms, well, that is something that it fails to do. And once I got there, I was like, oh, yeah, because, yeah, it really doesn't take into account. Maybe there's other factors, such as cultural things, that are changing the frequency of those symptoms. And so, therefore, answer choice C is our better answer.